Turns out that when it comes to perks, workers are becoming a little bit more pragmatic and aren't perhaps making job decisions based on whether or not there are giant bean bags in the office. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Colin MacDonald, who's CEO of Fine Grain Property, which has conducted a Future of Work survey. Colin, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Ciara. It's good to be with you.
Likewise, good to have you here. So, it seems that the trend, certainly in terms of those who responded to your study, is that people are moving more away from what you could describe as frivolous perks to those with which might be intangible, but do make a difference to their day-to-day lives.
Yes, that's right. That's what we found. And certainly, you know, we suspected that people were never all that attracted by beanbags and football tables, but it just seemed like a good way to appease the workers. What we have found in practical terms is that, you know, people at work are interested in their lifestyle, are interested in integrating work with their lives and in having as functional and practical an experience as possible. So, yes, things like having a kitchen at work are far more important than having a primary coloured beanbag.
Like, I wouldn't say no to a beanbag, but I don't know, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to speak for you as well for this, that it would, Colin, that it would make me say yes to a job offer. Whereas, you know, a well-stocked kitchen, the ability perhaps to work flexi time or to work from home or, you know, to have your children minded in a creche on site, that might seal the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about, with Fine Grain, we talk about helping our clients, that is our tenants, to build success. And their success is founded in the success of the people that work with our clients. And people's success is founded in those people being happy and being able to get the fundamental basics of life done, not spend their life working and challenged in their living the rest of their life.
And the gimmicky things, the beanbags, the foosball tables, the, you know, free beer on a Friday afternoon. I don't know that any company has actually done that, but and I'm not quite sure where that sprung to mind. But has that actually worked in your experience of your client firms for them in acquiring talent? Or has it always been the more practical benefits that make working in Place X better that have always attracted the better quality of candidate?
Look, I think that those things, they may have been, you know, copied. You know, where we first saw them emerging, perhaps would be in the software companies in Silicon Valley, where they were indicative of a way of dealing with and treating employees, and they may have been aped by others. But fundamentally, those organizations started and were successful because they were getting the best out of a team of highly motivated people. And they were doing that with much more than just the beanbags and the slides. So as an interior design element in themselves, they don't mean an awful lot. But what really matters is that you respect your employees, that you provide them with an opportunity to be trained, to learn, to develop, to do what they're good at, and to have fun and to be part of the community.
41% of respondents wanted a dedicated parking space, and I suppose the value of a parking space, whether it be dedicated to you personally or the company or not, is relative to where you are geographically. So if you're in the city centre and you know that you can offer staff member Johnny Mary a parking space as part of their package, it makes a huge difference to their ability to get to work on time and the costs that they incur being in your employ.
It sure does. And that's not just limited to the city centre. You know, we operate across the country. We have a total of 925,000 square foot of space all throughout Ireland. And parking is always an issue for people. In some ways, that's unfortunate. It means that were we to have more public transport, perhaps people wouldn't need to be taking a car to work. But we certainly see demand wherever we are for parking spaces. For example, in Limerick, in Plassey, where we operate, we have people coming from 12 different counties to go to work. So that means that they're having to drive, they're having to come in the car, and therefore they need a space. One good thing, though, that we're seeing is that there's increasing demand for the electric charger points that we're putting in buildings. So I guess if people are driving, perhaps there's a greater focus on sustainability of doing so.
Mm. And a quarter of respondents quite pragmatically wanted a creche on site. I mean, you know, people might be able to pop down and see their kids at lunchtime, or just having them that bit closer might give them peace of mind, quite aside from any logistical concerns. 18% wanted a gym membership. I actually thought that would be higher.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, maybe that comes down to the practicalities. I think you're right. You know, having your kids close or being able to bring them, particularly if you've got a long commute, it's such a massive point for people to have family around and to know that the kids are safe and are nearby. When it comes to the gym, I guess perhaps people are happy enough to have a gym at home. Now, we find that people often select an office because there's a gym nearby. Whether they use it all year long or not is a different matter, though.
1% wanted a champagne bar, which sounds like a dubious request. And nobody at all wanted to go go-karting as part of some kind of office team building day. And I cannot fault all of the 100% of respondents for saying no to that.
I agree with you as well. And the champagne bar, well, look, I guess it's a nice thing to have in theory, but perhaps you're better off doing your champagne drinking outside the office.
Colin McDonald, Chief Executive of Fine Grain Property, thank you indeed for joining us there. Thanks to you all for your company this afternoon. Thanks for your comments.